across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dable.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Carla, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to Cambridge 105 Radio, and welcome, James.
Thank you very much, Ian. It's lovely to be here.
And the pair of you, both from the Ministry of Unplanned Occurrences.
Yep, that's right.
We are indeed.
We are.
we should explain that you're not government officials.
No, sadly not. We are merely a theatre group.
No, and we're not a sort of Harry Potter spin-off.
No, either. It's not Harry Potter.
Ah, is that the other? That's the other one.
We do get that sometimes as well. It's like, oh, yeah.
And you've both been in, you've been in a couple of times. You've been on with me once before, and also you came in on, my show, but I wasn't there back in September. I think Michelle was standing in for me when you came in to talk about another of your productions. And we were saying just before you came on, the good thing about being in a theatre group is you can come on here as often as you like, as long as you've got something different to talk about, which you usually have.
We always do, particularly being an improv group as well. It always changes. We never know what's happening, so that's great.
Yeah, and I think when you first came and saw me, probably about a year or so ago, we were trying to work it out, James, that the Ministry of Unplanned Occurrences was quite new, I think, at that stage, wasn't it?
Relatively, yeah. I mean, we were about a year, Carla, I think.
Yeah.
Which is relatively new for a theatre group, particularly in Cambridge as well. We've got some lovely long-standing theatre groups in Cambridge, obviously. We're quite excited to have been able to produce quite a lot in that time, actually.
Yeah, we're about 2 years this year.
2 years now, which is very exciting. Pretty much
very, very... Like, we do a lot.
Yeah.
We've put on 8 shows in that time.
Gosh.
8 completely different, differently themed shows, all of them improvised, which is very unusual for an improvised company. Usually an improvised company will sort of pick, make a format and then keep doing it because it's improvised. So, like, every show is different.
Yeah.
With us, every sort of run that we do is also differently themed. It's also redevised. It will be more interesting artistically. We'll have made a different decision about... Yeah. What it looks like, or how we involve the audience, or whatever else it is.
Yeah, because we're just interested in sort of recreating the theatre all the time. It's great fun. We sort of go, oh, that project was great, but what can we do with the next one?
And are you always at the ADC? Because I know that's where you were putting on the production that we spoke about when you came in before. Is that always where your shows are put on?
Primarily, that's sort of like a bit of a home for the ministry at the moment. It's the Corpus Playroom. That's our main theatre shows, 3 or 4 shows a year. But we travel around a bit as well. We've done stuff up in Manchester and Norwich and we have done a couple of festivals as well.
Yeah, and sometimes we're known to go down to London as well.
Yeah, London. Forget the closest one, obviously. But yeah.
Where in London did you appear?
So there's quite a few sort of improv... theatres, like places which specialise in sort of showing this kind of theatre. So we've done a few shows with them. We did an improv festival, I think. Was it the Zeal?
Done Zeal a couple of times, actually, in various forms. Yeah.
And I've been in the Nursery a few times, which is, again, another dedicated improvised theatre.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit about Are We There Yet?, which is the production which is on next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, your current production.
Yeah. Thank you very much for playing Lindisfarne, actually, and the travel song, because it was beautifully appropriate.
because we planned it.
Yeah, almost, really. Yeah. Like, you knew we were coming in. It's great. It's all about, the tagline is, it's all about the journeys we go on and the strange in between places we find ourselves on the way. And it sort of came from... this idea that basically there's been a lot of the group have had sort of changes happening recently. Carla's just started an MA. One of the team is moving house. My housemate has got a new job and stuff. So we were just thinking about all the travel that's involved in, and sort of the journey is sort of metaphorical as well as sort of physical that we go through. And we just got really excited by that idea.
So I'm doing a lot of literal commuting.
Commuting.
I'm doing an MA in advanced theatre practice at Central School of Speech and Drama. And a lot of the time I sort of spend my time on a platform sort of looking at people and watching them.
Yes.
And it's fascinating. And also as part of my sort of training, we're sort of trained to people watch as well. So, you know, how they are holding themselves. We talk about states of tension, which is, you know, sort of how people are moving. Are they sort of really relaxed, as if like, we call it like a Californian state? Or like, are they really like, as if a bomb's going to go off? And you can sort of look at different people along the platform and see like the way they're holding themselves and like their different urgencies to get places. And so, yeah, a lot of people watching, which has been fascinating. And when you get on trains as well, listening and watching to how people behave, like when they're on their own or when they're with other people, is fascinating. So we've got the literal sort of journeying bit, that fascinating bit to do with like what's it like when you're actually traveling, because we go into a different mode, we go into a bubble.
Yeah.
But there's also that sense of metaphorical journeys, sure, life journeys, you know, are you taking a degree, are you moving house, are you doing these things, and how does it affect us?
Sounds fascinating. And how does this work? Because it's improvised, obviously the show has a name, and from listening to Carla speaking about it, you know, you plan a certain amount. So where does the improvisation come in, and do the audience take part in prompting you with ideas?
Yes to the second question. And the improvisation is, it is all fully improvised in the sense that, we talk about this, we do have rehearsals as such, but it's not scripted. They are sort of more like a practice. The analogy that keeps coming up is the football analogy. Basically, footballers never know the exact game they're going to play, but they practice the skills, and that's effectively what we do. This specifically, we always have a different type of audience involvement, and this one is going to be quite a loose audience involvement. We'll basically just be chatting to the audience at the beginning, in a very sort of general kind of chat way, to find out about sort of journeys that they've been on, and how they got to the theatre, really, and using those as seeds for inspiration for the various scenes that are going to be coming up.
Yeah, you can expect to see sort of various different types of transport. You can also expect to see us use the stage quite interestingly as well. So we'll have chairs, but we'll kind of be... So I've been thinking a lot about how the space works. So you might sort of see, you might see a bus, you might see us sort of facing each other, you might sort of hear a voice of an announcement from off stage. So you can expect to sort of see a very different show. It won't sort of just be your usual sort of people in front of you sort of presenting thing. We're going to kind of play around with that a little bit. We always like, our audience are a really big focus for us. Like, they're really, really important. And again, a lot of the thing that I've been studying and looking at is to do with how valuable the audience are, how they're part of a show. Like, literally, the definition of theatre, you cannot have it without an audience. It's an actor and an audience. That is what makes theatre. So we really take that to heart. So that's really a big part of what we do.
And in terms of the audience, I would imagine now you've put on a few shows, do you have your regulars, people who will come along and make a point of seeing whatever production you happen to be putting on?
I think we do.
We do, and it's very heartening. It's really lovely. Nice buzz on the Facebook and stuff. I'm really looking forward to coming and seeing this and all this kind of stuff. So we've got, we know a couple of people who are definitely coming back.
And we have people on the outside when we come out, and they're like, shake our hands and they're like, thank you. I remember distinctly the last show that we had, we were we had this really dramatic point, and then there was some sort of laughter thing. There was a release of tension.
There was a heartwarming
release. The audience were desperate to clap. They were like, you could feel them waiting to clap. And like, two people yelled out, thank you, I think.
We did. Yeah, it was odd but beautiful at the same time. Yeah. And that's the sort of, that's really rewarding.
That's lovely, isn't it, to get that sort of recognition. And obviously the ADC, they must be pleased with what you're doing, because they keep inviting you back to the Corpus Christi Playroom to put productions on. And how far ahead do you plan? I mean, you've got quite a volume of output, so do you know what the next show is going to be after this one?
Actually, we do this time. That's not necessarily that usual. Our devising process takes about 3 to 4 months usually. But we do actually happen to know what the next one is. I can give you an exclusive. It's called It's About Time. And that'll be coming up around Easter time. So we've got, it's all really exciting. We're just keeping.
There's always a bit of a clue in the title.
Yeah.
So that one's
sometimes it's
around.
Not very subtle. Yeah.
And how many of you are in the group?
There are four of us.
Oh, quite small.
It's quite small. Although I realised the other day, which I thought was quite hard. So two of us actually have equity cards, which is quite exciting.
Yes.
So sort of, we're sort of on that liminal stage of, are we kind of sort of professional? Are we amateur? I don't know kind of what our status is at the moment. But like, two of us are kind of regularly creating, performing, for a living or studying. And then James was obviously a playwright known within Cambridge as well. We're sort of well ensconced in the arts scene.
Well, we here at Cambridge 105 Radio haven't done this for a couple of years, but for a couple of years, a few years ago, if that makes sense.
Yep, okay, with you.
Local playwright wrote a pantomime for us
to be
performed on the radio. And we assembled above a pub in about November, a cast of millions, quite a few of us here. I was in it. I was the Dame, actually. I got that part two years running.
Sounds amazing.
These are my own clothes. Yeah, and we did this play. But this guy, he wrote two of these pantomimes especially for us. And
that's beautiful.
We had a real hoot recording them, I have to say. I don't think the people who had to edit them had such a hoot. They were about an hour long. But,
that's brilliant. No, I absolutely adore panto. There's that thing that... panto is the first thing that a lot of people, their first relationship with theatre, and you get kids sort of 4, 5, 6 and they just sit in the theatre and there's this amazing spectacle and they're being involved, like we were talking about, in the audience, and it's just silly and fun, but it's such a beautiful tradition. I absolutely adore panto.
I agree with you, it is a great way to hook people in. In terms of the audience, mentioning their pantomime and children, how young would the younger members of your audience be, or would they tend to be adults in the main?
I think we've put an age on this one of 14 plus, did we say?
Something like
right.
That.
Okay.
Partly because it is improvised, and it's really important to us that we keep the audience safe, and we do occasionally touch on difficult topics as
right.
well.
Yes.
It's always a comedic piece, but we have touched on difficult topics as well, and we want to have the freedom to be able to do that. And also take care of the audience, I think, is what I would say about that.
Yeah, I mean, the lovely thing about it being an improvised show is that it is a sort of reasonably relaxed atmosphere. I mean, it's not sort of panto, we aren't having people sort of yelling out all of the time, but, it does have that kind of environment of kind of... there is a sort of safety there, you know. It's a nice space to be in as an audience member, I think.
Yeah.
Well... we wish you luck with the show.
Thank you very much.
The Ministry of Unplanned Occurrences are the theatre group. James and Carla have joined me today, and the show is called Are We There Yet? It's at the ADC Theatre in Cambridge on the 9th, 10th and 11th of January. That's next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There are still some tickets available, I think, aren't there?
Yes, definitely.
So you can get those from the ADC box office, and you can find full details about the show online. Thank you both very much indeed for coming in and joining me and being my guest.
Thank you so much, Ian. That's lovely.
Terrific.
Cambridge 105 Radio.